All right, good morning, everybody. Let's say a quick prayer for me while I'm up here and get started here. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you be with me today, Lord. Help me to speak your word that is written in the Bible. Let nothing else come from my mouth that is not out of your word. Lord, I pray that everybody gains a understanding of a portion of what I speak on today, Lord, and that they're able to take that with them and better their lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So for some of you guys that don't really know me, other than the guy that sits back there with the whole roll of kids most of the time, I sent a couple of them off to Florida yesterday, and then we're going to be headed down later this week to meet up with them and spend some time with my wife's parents down there. My name is Michael White, and we've lived in the area about 10 years now. Had the opportunity to move out here to run Walmart on the north side of Ames for a little while. And then my life had changed and gone away from that with the kids getting older. Transformation, God came to earth in human form of Jesus. He transformed himself from a spiritual form to man. In the Old Testament, written thousands of years ago, before Jesus' birth, between the 6th and 1st century BC, we are given prophecies of the coming of Jesus, God the Son. Isaiah 7, 14 through 15 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good." Isaiah 9, 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And Micah 2, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, thou though be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old and everlasting." So God started his transformation, or needed a transformation even, because man on earth was living such sinful lives. He'd given us laws, the Ten Commandments that we just talked about up here. Given us those, and we were failing. So God decided to transform himself from the holiness, came to earth as man to lead us by example. An example that to this day we still struggle with trying to live in our lives. So in the New Testament, God on earth, John 3, 16 through 21, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, and that they are wrought in God." And also in John, Jesus explains that he came from heaven, and why he is here, giving us a heads up on our own transformations. John 6, 38 through 40. "For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that all of which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at that last day." And then Galatians 4, 4 through 7. "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, and made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. and if a son, then our heir to God through Christ. So that kind of shows the beginning of our transformation. When we believe that God came down to this earth and became a man to live a sinless life, to go to the cross to die for our sins, and when we believe that, that begins our transformation. God transformed himself to transform so that we could transform ourselves. And in our transformation is when we begin to have a life that kind of can be uncomfortable at times. And getting to be comfortably uncomfortable allows us to be better examples for God. So in Galatians, So Jesus allowed Peter, John, and James to see a glimpse of his glory as God on the Mount of Transfiguration in Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Jesus also tells us in John chapter 14, 15 through 31, that even when he leaves this earth, he will leave us with his Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So God finished his transformation after he died and was rose from the grave. He went back to heaven and left us with the Holy Spirit to help us through our transformations. So when Blake asked me 2 weeks ago, "Hey, Mike, do you got a sermon?" I said, "Yep, that was the portion of the sermon I had at that point in time." And so I started praying on it a little bit more because I'm the type of preacher that when I get up, I'm the preacher you want when you're wanting to beat the other congregations to lunch, because I usually get through things a lot faster than the average preacher does. But as I was praying on it, God was put on my heart, how can you talk about being comfortably uncomfortable? And he made me the most uncomfortable I've ever been before trying to give a sermon, because I didn't get the second half of the sermon until 3 o'clock this morning. And I was asking all week long, "Please help me, please help me." But he woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning and said, "All right, here you go. So we'll get you your second half of sermon." So our transformation begins when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. So what do we do after this transformation? So the best part is, because we fail constantly and we can't, and the Ten Commandments weren't there, when Jesus was back, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to him and asked him what the great commandment was, because nobody is able to live their lives following the Ten Commandments to a T. We are all sinners, and we all fall short of the glory of God. And they ask him in Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 is what we'll start. It says, "But when the Pharisees had heard, and that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" So thank you, Lord, for coming to this earth, because we fall short, and giving us this commandment to follow, that we love the Lord thy God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul. But what does that look like? So in Matthew chapters 5 through 6, before this, Jesus talks to us and tells us how we should live our lives in the Beatitudes. And this is where the uncomfortableness of life kind of comes in, because he tells us to rejoice. Rejoicing can be difficult at times in the loss of loved ones, in opportunities that come up in our lives, or negative things that come up in our lives. It can be hard to rejoice, but trying to find rejoice in all things, it can be uncomfortable. Let our light shine. How can we, as we go out and walk through this world, how can we let others see that God is part of our lives, that we have accepted him into our life? How do we glow in that shine of God? It can be uncomfortable. Be righteous and reconciled. We do fail, and it is God's grace that allows us to be redeemed and be righteous. How do we ask for that? How do we go back towards that and find that to bring it back into our lives? Settle matters quickly. This one can be a challenge to me quite often, especially with a a 16-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old daughter, and a 12-year-old, 13-year-old daughter. They challenge me on this one all the time to settle matters quickly. The sons make it a little bit easier, but those daughters definitely like to be a challenge with it. But going after that, because when we keep things on our minds for too long, that allows Satan to come in and kind of poke at it and make things worse. And we can't be righteous. We can't rejoice. We can't let our light shine if we're not able to settle those matters quickly. And that can be uncomfortable, because sometimes I have to admit that I'm wrong. And sometimes maybe what they have to say might be a little bit better, and come to conclusions together on those things. Don't lust. Don't lie. Turn the other cheek. All times, easy things that we get tempted with, and can be uncomfortable sometimes to be sat down in a meeting or with a parent or with an employer, and something happened and you have to sit there and tell the truth. Our eyes can deceive us, trying not to lust. Turning the other cheek. Sometimes we can get hurt by others, and being able to turn our other cheek gives us the opportunity to settle matters quickly and get back to letting our light shine. It can be very uncomfortable. Be perfect. None of us can be perfect, but striving towards perfection in everything that we do. It can be very difficult to do that, because it's easy. The easy road is not following and not trying to be perfect. Pray. Pray daily. Forgive. Fast. Don't worry. How many of us worry about things? Sometimes our worry can be over things that are very serious, and sometimes we let worry get to us that it should be things that we just let go. Seek His kingdom and don't judge. All things that Christ asked us to do in the Beatitudes in Matthew, and things that are very challenging to make sure or to be comfortable doing. So what we can do is we can work towards those things and gaining a comfortability and being uncomfortable with them, because the more we strive and go after those things, the more we do them, the more we exercise those things, the easier it becomes, the more comfortable we become being uncomfortable. So continue seeking daily and weekly to strive towards those things that are uncomfortable in our lives, so that we can become comfortably uncomfortable. A lot of times, that uncomfortability comes when we're sharing our faith with family and friends. It gets really uncomfortable when it's somebody like that. It can be easy to potentially to catch somebody at a grocery store as we're passing by and start to speak with them about how Christ is important in our life. But sometimes it gets really challenging when it's a family member or a close friend. And trying to get in that practice in where you do start speaking with those people and going after those things is what gains the comfortability level and being uncomfortable. And the end result when we strive after that is one day our final transformation will come. One day we're going to leave this earth, and this earthly body is going to go away, and we will be present in the face of Jesus. Will be our final transformation. So John gives us an idea in Revelations 21, kind of what verses 1 through 8, kind of what that final transformation looks like briefly. Revelations 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are the true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That is our final transformation. Let it be like the butterfly who goes through, starts off as a caterpillar. I kind of look at us as me even before I was a believer, because even though I grew up in a church, it wasn't until I was 14 years old that I accepted Christ. But as a believer, we kind of start out as that caterpillar in the world. All of us do. We're just going around eating up everything that we can, not really paying attention to what we are. But when a caterpillar goes into that cocoon, it's like when you first become a believer, because God sent His Holy Spirit and protects us like that cocoon protects that caterpillar as it's transforming. And in that final transformation, yes, part of it is here while we're on earth, but when we get to heaven, that final transformation occurs and we become beautiful like a butterfly and all things become perfect. That is, like I said, I am a fast preacher. I speak too fast and stuff, but that is what I have for you guys this morning. So please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the words that you shared with us this morning. Lord, I pray that you allow them to go with them, allow the church to challenge themselves on being uncomfortable in situations and becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. The more we strive for that, the more we show your grace, your mercy, your beauty within ourselves here on earth that can allow others to find and have the same things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.